better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
I'm excited. Wazza, we have an apparel sponsor, Parry Athletic. Such good gear. It's incredible. I've been enjoying it.
Bro, George came through, messaged us on the Instagram, said he's been following our program for ages. He's getting stronger and more mobile. And he's got this cool gear company called Parry, and he wants to send us some stuff.
And he told me that his mission was to create the best pair of training shorts ever.
Yeah, he wanted something that he could lift and roll in that could accommodate thick, muscular thighs and hips.
And that suits us.
Speaks to us.
Also, what I like is I love the colorful design. It actually looks really cool.
I am the most colorful dude on the mats these days, hands down.
Yeah, you get that kind of expression feel. A lot of other jiu-jitsu gear is kind of a bit boring.
Yeah, it's all like grays and blacks and shit. This stuff is the color and the vibrancy.
It makes you stand out. The thing that I've loved about it is just it feels good. It feels good. It looks good. And you, ladies and gentlemen, can get a discount if you go to parryathletics.com. When you go to checkout, put in the code BULLETPROOF20 and you get 20% off. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. Are you a BJJ dad? You might be a BJJ mum.
Why yeah, what about the mums, bro?
Yeah, well, no.
Are we also alienating the non-parent listeners right now?
We might be.
People are like, no, I'm not. Next podcast.
Yeah, well, no, you may become. You may become one. So that's where the conversation is relevant, right? So stay with me, friends. I have noticed a trend, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because it surprised me. I go to a jiu-jitsu club and it's not my club, great joint, great instructor, very good. And I speak to three different men and I say to them, oh, how long have you been training? Yeah, a couple months. Cool, amazing. How'd you get into this? Oh, my son does BJJ. I've been watching him. It looks like fun. He's been training for a year. And I was like, I had to bite the bullet. I had to join jiu-jitsu. And now they're loving it. And it's only because their kids did it. They weren't talking about Helio Gracie. They weren't talking about the UFC. It's because they're spending that time sitting there watching their kid kind of get after it. And you're like, fuck, maybe that could be me, you know? And it was intriguing to me that each different dad, now I haven't spoken to any jiu-jitsu mums lately, so forgive me, our five lady listeners, that basically it was the kids that got the dads into jiu-jitsu, not the other way around. Because previously I had thought, and now you could probably speak to this, Joe, that there's jiu-jitsu dads out there that are like, as soon as he can walk, we're passing guard. You know, you're like, I love jiu-jitsu. I want my son to do jiu-jitsu or your kid, I should say. And then that plays like that. Have you had thoughts about how you would get young Leo into BJJ?
Yeah, of course. I'm not particularly passionate about, oh, he's got to do it. Right. You know, you probably pick that up. Like, I think this year I'm going to take him to a class and just, you know, see if he likes it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure. Like, I think any parent, right, if you're doing jits, you're like, oh, I want to expose my kid to it. Hopefully they can like it too. I'm not surprised. That thing you mentioned, though, like the reverse thing where it's like the kids are training and then the parent joins because of that. Mm. I've kind of observed that a lot. And it is a real, it's a real thing, right?
Mm.
And I think for a lot of academies, that's a really kind of strong acquisition stream for new members.
Building the community. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how do we grow members? All right, hey, we've got the kids program that's going off. All right, let's invite their parents in. Let's, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Because
you don't want to get your ass kicked by a 5-year-old.
No.
I think it all comes down to like self ego preservation at the end of the day.
How far ahead can you stay? How far ahead? It's no longer like, I don't know if you ever had this when you're a kid though. I don't know. Everyone's different, but your parent might go, they just want you to get in the car quick. They're like, race you to the car. Like, who gets the car first?
Yeah.
You know, my dad would almost never let me win.
Yeah.
My dad would take off. I'd be like,
I've got to teach him about failure. He needs to understand losing.
He needs to know. I've seen really savage video about an American football coach just wrecking his like 5-year-old son in basketball. Like, his son puts up a little shot to a little basketball hoop, and he just comes through and just smashes it out. You know, just
bitch, stay out.
My house.
I used to, when I, So my you know, my stepdaughter.
Yes.
My daughter. But when I first came on the scene with her,
yeah,
we'd often be at the park and, you know, it would, you know, we'd be playing and it'd turn into like a race of some kind.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm the youngest of three.
Right.
So I understand the lessons that come with having an older sister and older brother.
Of course.
I understand the importance of getting your ass kicked, like figuratively or literally, like,
yeah, yeah.
She didn't, right? She was an only child.
Oh,
and,
shock.
And it became clear to me that mum and dad always let her win the race.
Oh.
And I was like, right, you're about to learn some shit.
Big Daddy Joe's coming to teach you a fucking lesson.
It came to tears a few times because I didn't let her win. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I can balance it out, let her win. Sometimes destroy her a few other times.
It's like, okay, Hattie, we're going to learn how to play rugby league.
You run at me first.
Boosh.
Yeah.
Boosh. Early on in my jiu-jitsu journey, when I would talk to people, how did you get into BJJ? They would say, oh, you know, like Hicks and Gracie, or, you know, the early UFCs, you know, Hoist Gracie. So many people had that kind of a chat. And then maybe, I think later down the path, I was hearing people say, oh, like, I was watching the UFC and then this guy did this crazy move and people talk about BJJ, or I heard Joe Rogan talking about it. You know, there's all these different ways that people can connect with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But this is the thing that really surprised me. These are three different guys training at the same gym, but it was their kids. And also, shout out to our friend Samoan Strongman. Same thing for him. He'd kind of been around jiu-jitsu. He was probably more towards the kickboxing side of things. But because his son just started getting real good at it, and he was like, dang, like, oh, why haven't I done this, you know? And
yeah, I got to get back.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I don't know if this is true. This is just a very general saying. They say that kids force you to kind of be young in a way. Like, you have to get up off the couch and go to the park. You have to go and do something that you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
But in so doing, it's good for you.
Like, yeah.
You get exposed.
Stops you being
stuff.
A lazy slob.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. And no, it was really cool because I was thinking about this to a greater extent, because what was expressed to me by this gym owner was he said 70% of our students are kids. I was like, what the fuck? They got a pretty decent sized gym. I was like, wow, that's huge. Because obviously just on sheer numbers, you can fit more bodies on the mat when you've got kids doing kids class. And he didn't say, oh, this is our client acquisition strategy. He just said, oh, we've got this great kids class. And so parents hang out and they talk, right? And they're, you know, kids are doing their thing and like, oh, you know, what do you do and what do I do? And then eventually your buddy on the mat's choking each other. It's like, oh, this is glorious. I love this. What a great kids a way to get together. It's better than, say, like parent-teacher night and you got to get together and complain about the teachers.
Did you ever see the Brazilian film Elite Squad?
Yeah, oh my God. Tropa de Leite.
Tropa de Leite. Yeah.
Fuck.
That is killer film recommendation, by the way. If you're looking for one, Elite Squad's the English translation.
Oh my God.
Fuck, so good. But the sequel, did you ever see that one?
No, please enlighten
me. It's, yeah, classic sequel, not quite as good. However, still very watchable. Mm. The main guy, he's now like kind of one of the heads of the squad,
right,
in the headquarters. But they have tatami, like they train there.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's kind of just like, it's not even a big deal, but it's just like, of course they do. They're like, yeah, Elite Squad guys and they fucking train jits. They
fight and kill and people.
Shoot fucking assault rifles and shit. But yeah, he rolls with his son in it. There's a couple of scenes with it. And I remember watching that being like, oh, that's so dope. And he's a black belt. His son's like a juvenile belt of some kind.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows anything about the juvenile belt?
Grey, black, white stripe.
Yeah. A little unicorn sticker on the end.
Check.
But yeah, and I remember watching that being like, oh, that's so dope. Like, how cool being able to like just roll like that with your kid. Like, it's very easy for that to happen, right? If you have a kid and you're still training jits, like, well, you can totally do that.
Yeah.
I think that seeing that exchange, you know, it's very hard to have that. We speak about the intimacy of jiu-jitsu and how it's very unique in that way, right?
Mm.
This closeness with another person, take from that what you like. To have that with your kid, if you don't have a culture in your family of like, let's have a little wrestle, let's hug, whatever. Yeah, like, if you're not,
housing.
Jiu-jitsu will bring so much new stuff to like your relationship.
Yeah.
Won't it?
Well, you've got your kid trying to single leg you all the time. Like,
yeah.
You're just standing there, you know, washing some dishes or something. Kid shoots a double on you. Like,
you got the head down.
I'm a part of that kid.
Take that back.
Well, it's funny because my dad, I didn't realize that, you know, my dad is actually a judo brown belt. And he, since I was a kid, he was always like uchimaring me and like tripping me. And like, I just, you know, like, oh, damn this guy. He always finds a way to make me fall down on the ground. But there have been some times when, you know, dad's had a few drinks in and he's wanted the grapple. And I think when both dad and or mother and son or mother and daughter know how to grapple, it changes hugging exchanges.
Yeah.
You know, are you going for double unders?
Like, yeah.
You're like, a hug becomes pummeling.
Cuddle turns into a, yeah, grip fight.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I got the underhook. He's got the overhook. What's sweet? Go.
Yeah.
So there was a one time, it was a particular Christmas a couple of years ago. And I had said to my dad, I don't know why, it just occurred to me, you know, my dad's exceptionally good at playing guitar. And I said to him, you should show me how to play guitar. I don't know why it had never occurred to me. I just, you know, I got stumpy digits anyway. But he was so stoked.
Is that bad for guitar?
Yeah, you need long, slender, dexterous fingers.
Right.
Jiu-jitsu has definitely not helped me with that. And he was so stoked. And he'd waited all day to have this guitar lesson with me. And so, but he'd had a bunch of drinks. And I came in the house, my parents' house, and I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this guitar lesson. Came in, gave him a bit of a hug. And he like went for like a hard high underhook.
Oh,
I was like, oh, what's going on here? And he started like working the kind of footwork on me, and I'm like,
trying to bring the hips in.
Are you gonna fucking throw me right now? We're on fucking tiles, mate. And Mum's like, don't do it, don't do it, you'll smash the tiles.
That just smashed this fucking hip bone.
Bro, I was like, I've been doing a little bit of judo. Like, don't come at me, old guy. I'm gonna give it to you. Anyway, he ended up turning and he tried to do like a tominagi, like a stomach throw. It's where you kind of catch both arms or lapels. You put a foot in the stomach.
Roll backwards.
And you kick them over, right? Like,
you tried to pull that just like
on tiles.
Casually in the living room?
In the kitchen.
It is a safe one in a way because you lower to the ground. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
But I kind of felt weird because he went from the underhook, he spun to the front, and then he started bringing my weight onto him. And I'm like, I don't know where this is going. He picks a foot up and I'm like, that's like a bad guard pull. I'm not. But didn't really think about it. I was like, I just fucking shook him off and he just fell back and just fucking slammed on the ground. And I was like, oh. My mom's like, oh, you're going to break your dad's back.
You couldn't even give your dad that. Just that little moment. Just that little.
Fuck that.
Little moment of glory.
Man, fuck that. But then he was kind of like on the ground, but maybe a little bit winded. But he's like, come on, jiu-jitsu guy, pass my guard. And he was like on the ground with his legs up. And I was like, get the fuck up. I was like, this is not going to end well. We meant to do a guitar lesson. Come on. So anyway, I helped him up and then he fucking kept trying to foot trip me and shit until we sat down. But it was cool. And the funny thing is he put up with 15 years of taekwondo from me.
Yeah.
Even though he has been a grappler.
He knew you were a pussy the whole time. Look at this fucking cunt. Just in his head. He's just like Teep Muay Thai. He's like, this fucking taekwondo cunt.
I'll slam this guy to the fucking floor.
You know, about that snap kick this weekend. No, full respect to the TKD fans.
You worry about the Muay Thai guys. No. In truth, my dad came up in pretty hardcore old school judo where they didn't even have tatami. They were learning to break fall on like wooden floors and shit.
Oh, wow.
Like just brutal to the body. Anyway, it's interesting that he never pushed me to do grappling. But once I started doing grappling and then also training judo, he was so pleased. You know, it just made his life. He was just like, yeah, my boy's a grappler. Yeah. Like he was like, you know, mission accomplished, you know. So he was, yeah. I think he was pretty stoked on that. And I think it's nice because my mum always wanted me to play an instrument and I just kind of didn't give a shit. And they wanted me to play piano, also didn't care. And my mum just, I think she thought it would just be good for me to do because she never really got much of an opportunity around that. My sisters got into it. That's cool. My younger sister, Kate White, shout out. She's a musician. She's a legend.
Big producer boss for the show.
Salute.
Yep.
But yeah, it's one of those things, having that connection with your kid with something you both really fucking love, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard to get it anywhere else. And I think particularly in our culture where it's often hard for I'm speaking to the males here because, you know, for mothers, I think it's easier to have the intimacy.
Possibly.
And I mean, I don't, you know, I think maybe our generation struggle less with this because
sure.
We didn't get a lot of that from our dads.
That's right.
So we're like, you know, I'm like hyper affectionate with my kids.
For sure.
Culturally, you find it a bit difficult to bridge that gap. Like jiu-jitsu just like, just smashes through that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're cuddling and shit, but we're fighting, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I just, the reason why I wanted to talk about this, because it goes into that more that setting and example. And the thing that I've disliked probably in the last 10 years is this idea that, oh, you know, it's a dad bod. What's a dad bod look like? Oh, you can be out of shape. You can be, you know, you can kind of be just unhealthy, and that's okay because you're a dad, because meeting your responsibilities for your family is being unhealthy. Well, this is fucking bullshit. Like, that's no good to anyone. Like, yeah, admittedly, when you're a parent, you know, mother or father, yeah, your family comes first, your obligations come first. But if your health is not supported, you can't, you're not useful. Mm. Like, how can you be good if you're exhausted or sick or any of those things? And really that comes from the habits of just regularly doing things that are good for you. So I think this idea of the justification of like being unhealthy because you're a parent is just bullshit. I get why, because I can see my friends with young kids not getting sleep and, you know, not having the best diet and all these things, but ultimately still doing some exercise and still looking after yourself is important. And to lose that, like, is kind of defeating the purpose. You know, people who often put, like, I see this probably in my mum, put everyone else's needs above their own because they kind of like people pleasing, like, just want to make sure everyone's good, you're okay.
It's a very maternal.
It's a common thing,
instinct,
right?
Yeah. But or then, like, or yeah, characteristic.
But if then they're sick or they're no good, then how is that sustainable?
Yeah, how do you continue to serve?
You just can't. And so really you do have to, you know, you can't help anyone swim if you're drowning. And that can be applied to all facets of life, jiu-jitsu, business, everything. So what I like about this idea of kids doing jiu-jitsu, their parents doing jiu-jitsu, it's this really positive thing that kind of goes up, that the discussions are around, let's drink some water and let's do some exercise, and it's still got the community and the family element in there, which is just fucking incredible. So I was just so stoked to see these dads training and their kids. So I believe there was a kids class before. They had sat and waited and watched their kids train, and then they trained, and then their kids were kind of playing on the side while they, you know, their kids were like 7 and 8.
Yeah.
It was fucking cool. I was like, this is great.
That was the same thing when I went to the Legacy in Wollongong.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time. That same vibe, kids class first and then, you know, open mat afterwards. And but it was really cool because, you know, the kids that were frothing just came and jumped in on that.
Nice.
And I can't remember, I don't even know who it was, but someone was like, hey man, my son wants to roll with you. And he was 6.
Right.
And he was like, I'm going to fucking get you black belt or some shit. And I'm like, all right, bike racket, let's go. And like, we
put him in a scarf hole.
Yeah.
Mother's milk.
We had a sick roll, but it was like a heap of fun, you know? And yeah, just, that's a real rite of passage kind of thing.
Yeah.
The young males going out on a hunt with the older males.
Sure.
Or, you know, learning how to butcher the animal or,
yeah,
I don't know, fucking learning construct. Like, you think about, sure, more primal sort of
skills.
Skills, yeah. It's like we had a lot of rites of passage, I guess, prior to Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Right? Like when we were living more on the land and stuff. And I think arguably, we know that that's had a detrimental effect, losing a lot of that.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And so, it's such a nice way to kind of bring a bit back in.
Yeah, well, it helps define order and hierarchy, which actually, even though people might respond negatively to those words, it's actually good for us. It's good to know that that person is ahead of you, whether it be age, experience, skill, because you have something to calibrate off.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, it's very difficult to have something tangible where you, a healthy measuring stick, where if the measuring stick is just likes, popularity, attention, and that's actually not based off any kind of meaningful skill or character trait other than, look at me, I can get attention. That has quite a, I would say, a negative influence on the way people look at the world, because it's got nothing to do with personal development.
Yeah, I would make the case that like a strong attraction for a lot of people for jiu-jitsu, I know it is for me too, is the hierarchy.
Sure.
It is, and less so for like the hardcore no-gi enthusiasts who have just come in through that.
Sure.
But if you've come in through the gi realm and the belts and that, there's something very powerful about entering an environment, being the lowest rank, working, 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 struggling, working, getting rewarded to the next rank.
Yeah.
being like, oh, wow, I got a bit of status now.
Yeah.
This is not in any way condoning like abusing your status.
No.
But it's just there's a system, like there's a structure and you move your way through it. And it's, you know, through perseverance and dedication and focus, that's how you, you know, progress. I think, fuck, that's why martial arts probably always been a very popular
thousands
thing.
Thousands of years, yeah.
Yeah.
We all need purpose. We all crave recognition and we all want belonging. So that's just all, it's in this nice tidy bundle if you're prepared to accept the kind of terms and conditions, which is pretty hard work.
Yeah, bad knees.
Bad knees, bad fingers. But no, man, it's so good. I think the thing of BJJ dads and mums, we're going to see a whole generation of people who got into it because of their kids. And I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, my friends. Now, just quickly before we finish up, I wanted to just ask you guys a favor. Now, I was in the States recently and they love to tip in America. Like if someone's really nice to you and they help you out, you're like, wow, I want to give back to this person. And it's a nice thing. You feel good doing it. And they're like, oh, wow. They appreciate that they've kind of been acknowledged. And we're going to ask for a tip right now, my friends. We give you guys a lot of BJJ-related tips. But what we would...
Service, if you will.
Yeah. We do our best to service you. We would really appreciate, wherever you're viewing or listening to this, that you would like this thing. Also, subscribe to it. But give us a rating. It actually means a lot in terms of other people getting to see this. So people have said to me, oh, how can I help you? You know, I love all your stuff. Just make it shareable with other people. And so by going and liking, subscribing, and also giving us a rating, that helps us a lot. It means a lot to us. And yeah, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Peace.